What's up? I'm plugged in. What's up, man? Welcome to the Plugged In Podcast. It's your boy Michael Dwayne. Super sad episode today. RIP Nipsey Hussle. Rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. Man. Moment of silence for Nipsey Hussle. Yo, so I'm just going to get straight into it, man. It's March 30th. Or 31st, one of them. I want to say it's my time. I'm on Midwest time. It's a little bit after 8 o'clock. Nipsey Hussle was just shot like 6 times. One in the head. He was pronounced dead about an hour ago. Yeah, he got shot right outside of his Lawson establishment. Y'all know Nipsey was a motivator out here, a mogul. You know what I mean? He was buying his own block. You know, he had a lot of shit going on for him as far as where he was from in L.A. Rolling 60s crib. But he wasn't just a gangbanger. You know what I mean? That was his ties from where he grew up in, from what he was a part of. But, you know, I feel like Nipsey was the last of my era of hip hop. I'm 33. I'm about to turn 34 next month. Nipsey was 33 years old. His birthday was in August. He was getting ready to turn 33. As you know, he was working on the Dr. Sebi documentary, which I'm going to let you know right now. That's all everybody's going to be talking about. And I'm going to let you punk ass niggas know right now. Don't be motherfucking playing that nigga's album now. Don't go back and slap his album now that he's dead. This ain't got nothing to do with none of the day one fans. But you niggas, you fake ass fans that's gonna go back and double back and start slapping this album now, I just wanna say fuck you. I'm plugged in! Yeah, so it's your boy Michael Dwayne. We back at it. Once again, super, super sad news. Rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. Can't fucking believe this shit. This shit is like, it's disgusting what we do to each other, man. It's really disgusting what the fuck we do to each other out here in this shit. Now, I'm 50-50 with this shit. I'm not trying to deep dive and motherfucking be a motherfucking investigator or detective. But this can go either way because, you know, I was already talking to my brothers about this shit. And this shit don't look like no gangbanging shit because it just don't. I'm 50 and 50 with it, though. It could be some gangbanging shit, but Nipsey wasn't out here banging with nobody. Even though his last tweet, I can't tell you his last tweet word for word, because it's been about a couple hours since I looked at it, but it has something to do about having great enemies. His last tweet had everything to do with his last day on earth. Because the enemy ain't always a nigga or a person of color. The enemy could always be the higher power. Not the higher power that's not human, but the human higher power. And that higher power could be the other 50% I'm talking about based on why he died today. You know, a lot of people are saying that this is politics. Like I mentioned before, the Dr. Sebi documentary that he was working on, bro, it was motherfucking, I'm literally on Instagram scrolling through on the Plugged In page, which you can also do. Follow me. Follow our page, Plugged In, PLUGGED underscore, or PLUGGEDNINNN. It's Plugged In with 3 N's, just like this. A few months ago, he put it out there that he was working on the Dr. Sebi documentary. I remember seeing Nipsey on the Rap Radar podcast, the title podcast with, you know what I'm saying, what the fuck his name, B Dot and Elliot Wilson. I believe he spoke on the Dr. Sebi documentary he was working on then. Bro, if y'all don't know about Dr. Sebi, bro, Dr. Sebi, this African man, supposedly, well, he did, I ain't gonna say supposedly, he cured AIDS. Do your fucking research. If you don't know about what Dr. Sebi went to the court for against the United States, Just do your fucking research. The man cured AIDS. They told him to bring like 7 or 9 people. He brought 77 people. And they all let it be known that he cured them of AIDS. So now you mean to tell me, you know, it comes out that Nipsey was working on a documentary about, because, you know, they killed Dr. Sebi. A few years ago, they killed him. And I felt the same way I felt today listening to How About Nipsey Died. When I heard about Dr. Sebi dying in police custody, it hurt me just as much. But this Nipsey murder hurt me a little more. I can't lie to you, bruh. Like, I feel like when I heard about this shit today, I got on my knees and I prayed for him. You can ask my wife. I literally got on my knees probably 2 or 3 minutes after seeing it on my timeline. I seen Say Cheese post about it. And then I posted about it on our Plugged In Instagram. And then I got down and said a prayer. 5-10 minutes later, it was pronounced that he was dead. Well, 5-10 minutes later, it was pronounced that one of the 3 victims that was shot outside the Slauson shopping center died. And I was just hoping and praying that it wasn't Nipsey. Turned out it was. This shit fucked me up, bro. Like, when I found out Aaliyah died, is what this reminded me of. When I found out that Tupac and Biggie got died, it hurt me just as much. So yeah, he was bringing, you know, he was talking about working on a documentary for Dr. Sebi. And I remember posting about it on Instagram immediately. And I said on my caption, it basically said, those that know, know. And we got to protect our leaders, because they going to try to come for cuz. And what happened? Not even a year later. I'm talking about Nipsey was a real mogul, a real boss. Nipsey was showing niggas the blueprint. He was what Master P was when I was growing up. Okay? He's what Diddy was when I was growing up. He's what Birdman, Slim from Cash Money was when I was growing up. I'm the same age as him now. So he comes from my era. He's like, it's fun, because I'm a huge hip-hop fan. This is what all my podcast is about. So, you know, he's from like the last era that I'm from, that I represent. He's like that last real nigga alive that talked that shit. You feel me? Like, he talked that shit. The way he move is like a boss. He wasn't out here selling drugs and shit. Like, the nigga was making dope music, talking that shit. He was really from the home team. And he bought his block. He was showing niggas what to do, how to boss up and put the money. Like, you gotta understand, in the African American community in America, we don't hold on to our money. I don't know the numbers, but I know the Asian community, their dollar, it flips several times before it leaves their community. The Caucasian community, their dollars, it flips in their community several times before it flips and leaves their community. Us, black people in America, a dollar flips for 6 hours before it leaves our community. It never even stays. It stays for like 6 hours and then it's gone. We have no representation to protect our leaders. So, like I was speaking on earlier, it's 50-50, bro. Like, either this nigga got knocked off by, you know, the government. Because, you know, you got your conspiracy theorists that's going to come out and say, oh, he was knocked off because by the Illuminati. Or, you know, the government came and killed him because he was working on the Dr. Sebi documentary, or some bitch ass nigga that was jealous killed this nigga. It could be any 3 of them things, but he's gone now. We'll never get him back again. You got some niggas that's gonna say he ain't died. You got some people that still say Tupac ain't dead. They may be saying that Nipsey ain't dead for the next 20-30 years, but he died, my nigga. Whether you wanna believe it or not, I wasn't there at the scene. But there's too many news sources saying that he died. And the fucked up thing about it is, this nigga's album is about to be number 1 on every streaming service for the next 2 weeks probably. Then everybody's gonna fucking move along and fucking forget about it. He touched this community. He touched not just black folks, but he touched people in other countries. Like, when Mac Miller died, that shit fucked me up. And I'm not trying to offend nobody or Mac Miller's family or any fans of his, because I'm a fan of Mac. His last album is the shit. Like, I still slap that Self-Love quite a bit and a few other slappers on there. But Mac didn't get murdered. Okay, there was an accident that happened with Mac. Nipsey wasn't done, bro. Like, this shit hurt, bro. Nipsey was not done. Nipsey had so much more shit to do, so much more shit to talk, so much more real estate to be involved in. I really want to send my condolences. Here, plugged in. I'm plugged in. We want to send our condolences out to his family. You know what I'm saying? His woman, his children, his siblings, his cousins, everybody that's affected. And I really don't know what route to really go in at, because I want to go in on the community, because on one hand, I feel like we took our own leader out. On one hand, I feel like we took our own leader out. But on another hand, I feel like, you know, somebody else took that nigga out because of the whole Dr. Sebi documentary. Like, that's a good enough reason for somebody to try to kill him, bro. These white folks, bro, like, I'm not a racist, but I know that the elite is not full of a bunch of niggas. Like, they're white people. They're not regular working class people like me and you. But it's the government. They pay niggas. They pay people out there to take care of niggas. You think they ain't been paying attention to Nip? Bro, they've been paying attention to Nip for years. It's what's fucked up, bro. What's really fucked up about all of this is that he just dropped his debut album. This nigga been in the industry rapping for like over 10 years, bro. Been dropping mixtape after mixtape. He changed the game a few years ago with that, when he dropped Crenshaw. And he was charging niggas $100. Nah, it wasn't Crenshaw, or was it? Maybe it was Crenshaw. But he was charging everybody $100 for it. Jay-Z stepped in, bought like 100 of them. Jay-Z been didn't acknowledge the boss up that Nipsey acquired. Or that he possessed. Hov seeing how he was moving. It's very unfortunate, man. This shit is so fucking sad. Because all it tells me is that if you can turn your life around and become successful and give back to the hood you came from and evolve into a mogul as an African-American man, you're not protected as an African-American man in America. We have no protection, my nigga. Like, as niggas, we have no protection over our leaders. Our leaders have no protection. None of our leaders have protection. Martin Luther King had no protection. Malcolm X had no protection. Okay, we got leaders that have no protection, and we got leaders that lead, but we don't got no leaders that's really moving around how Nipsey was moving around. Okay? Wasn't nobody trying to change the game. Nigga, Nipsey was trying to change the game. I almost feel like Nipsey wanted, I'm not going to say I wanted to say that he wanted to die, but he had to have known that working on that Dr. Sebi documentary, that it was going to have some eyes on him. When you talking about Dr. Sebi, bro, Dr. Sebi cured so many people from having AIDS. You mean to tell me the pharmaceutical company ain't got their eyes open? You mean to tell me that the doctors that have so many cancerous patients every year aren't paying attention to Nipsey Hussle? Oh, motherfucker, you trying to take away my clientele. The pharmaceutical company is thinking, oh, this motherfucker's trying to take away our clientele by bringing up a documentary to let the whole world know that AIDS was a man-made disease along with cancer. All these cancers are made man diseases. The It's just that motherfuckers like me and everybody don't got the proof, because they keep killing the people who had the proof. I'm not trying to get on no conspiracy theory shit. It's just the truth. I heard about Dr. Sebi a minute ago. And I heard about that shit years ago. And then, you know, 2-3 years later, it pops up that he's in police custody for whatever he was arrested for. And he died. Dr. Sebi just had a baby like less than 10 years ago. The man died in his 70s. 70s or 80s. I'm not really sure how old he was. This is so fucking sad. This hurts, y'all. This is terrible news. Rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. You are a legend, bro. You had, to me, the best debut album ever. Period. Ever. In hip-hop history. I'm going to go on record and say that Nipsey Hussle Victory Lap was the best debut album ever. And everybody knows goddamn well he should have won that Grammy, but they gave it to Cardi B for Invasion of Privacy because it's Cardi B, okay? They gave it to her because of Cardi's, her personality and her effect on media. You know, Nipsey's just a hard, real nigga, real dude, real solid dude, all about his business. He's not really marketable. So he didn't win that Grammy. But everybody know damn well that nigga won and deserved that Grammy. I just, once again, I want to say a prayer for his kids, Lauren London. I really hope she can pull through, because I know this is going to be a tough one. And it's very unfortunate that he got murked at the vicinity that he owns, the establishment that he owns off Slauson, the mart that he built, that he used to fucking run around in and did what he did, came up, sold dope, whatever it is that him and his partners did, that was them, that was what they grew up from, that's what they was, what they represented. And I pray for the other victims as well. I'm hoping that they pull through so that they can tell the story. And there's definitely going to be a movie about you, bro. I can almost guarantee you that there's going to be a movie about Nipsey Hussle, because he changed the game. There wasn't a nigga walking around in the industry doing what he did with his power and resources. And that's why they took him out. God bless the dead. Rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. You know, you guys are more than happy to donate to our Cash App. It's going to go towards the funding to more of the Plugged In podcast to help upgrade our set. I want to thank you, and God bless everybody that's been plugging in with us from the beginning. It's been kind of rough. We've been dealing with a lot going on between me and my co-host. We're not beefing or anything like that. We just got a lot going on. But once again, rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. This is really just terrible. I had to speak on it. I had to speak on the man that he had become, because I really was proud of him. And I feel like, you know, he was my top 5 favorite artists rapping right now. Top 5 easily rapping right now. And it really just hurts. It really just fucking hurts, because like I said, he is literally the last of the real niggas left in this rap industry right now. Like, a lot of these niggas move real funny, they look real funny, and they're not representing nothing positive. You know, like Zion Williamson, for example, is a generational player. LeBron James is a generational player. Okay, Jay-Z is a generational rapper. He's one of those rappers that come once every generation or every other generation, and they possess that boss, that power, that zone of being a boss. Somebody that moves accordingly in the black community. You know, Lil Wayne was going through what the fuck he was going through with Birdman. Next thing you know, he signed to Roc Nation. You know, 21 Savage go through what the fuck he gotta go through. You know, they pull up on him because he been living illegally in the States, Jay-Z gets some lawyers and helps him out. Listen, man, Nipsey Hussle was a boss, man. He was a real motherfucking boss, buying back the block just for the streets or this bullshit to happen in his life, be taken away. It's terrible. Everybody in the black community is hurt today. Cherish your moments with your family. Okay? Cherish your loved ones, tell them you love them. Because at any moment they could be gone. And you know what's so fucking sad is he was literally just there taking pictures with his daughter. And, you know, thank God she didn't get hit by a bullet. I guarantee whoever shot that nigga was literally aiming for him and they got him. I'm praying that I wake up tomorrow and this is all just a dream and none of this ever happened. Stay plugged in, man. God bless.